Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Well, you know what I like to say? I'm an educated idiot. Of course I took lessons for this. Well, to be an idiot, that is. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. You know, I was head up to the website. There's a lot of stuff you can do there. You know, you can give me your email address. We send out one email a week. Let you know who's coming on the show, topics we're going to be discussing. It's a good thing to be informed, good thing to be engaged. And then if you want information, if you want to be alerted that the show's coming up, then you get a text alert. And you simply sign up for that by going, well, get that little smartphone of yours, put it in your hand, all right, and text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. All right. So, driving around today, and I'm listening, you know, I listen to those other stations. Oh, God, I need to bring a barf bag with me, if you know what. But I'm listening to the other stations talking about how they're giving President Trump the opportunity to bring in his legal team and push back against, listen, doesn't do any good. When they're already putting the, you know, the guillotine up outside the courtroom, okay, and you can see the blood and the look of the faces of the jury, why even bother? And that's what's happening now. They're all sitting there. You know the Democrats are going to nail him or try to nail him. But I hear there's some fractures in the dam, if you would, which is great. But I got to tell you, you know, again, the when I was listening to this today, I was thinking to myself, okay, he's a bulldog. I would go in there and sit down, but... And listening to the testimony over the last 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks, 3 weeks, whatever, even when the witness came in and said, not only did I not see it, but from what I've read, this is Democrat witnesses, right? Not only did I not see it, not only was I not a witness to it, I'm like a second or third hand witness, but from what I've read, the president has done nothing that's impeachable. And they parade these witnesses a few weeks ago. And what does Schiff say?
Yes, we believe to be that there are impeachable offenses here.
So it doesn't matter what you say or what you do. It doesn't matter what you present or don't present. Yesterday was a farce, right? When they had hardcore left wing. I don't want to call them attorneys. I mean that was bad. That was what they did was terrible. They gave their opinion on what the Constitution said, not what the Constitution says. And then the one fellow that comes out, he doesn't even like Trump. Didn't vote for Trump. And yet, he defended Trump. And he didn't defend him like he didn't do anything wrong. He defended him from a standpoint that this is not what impeachment is for. This is not what we're supposed to be using this for. You guys have way overstepped here. And they didn't like that at all. You know, he's a bad guy now. So as I was listening to them speak, understanding what's going down, I'm saying, why bother? I wouldn't go. I'd wait till I got to the Senate. And I hope to God the Senate picks this up with a vengeance. I hope they pick it up and they run with this like a real in-your-face scenario. I mean, I love what our guys did, but they have no power in Congress.
But when you get over to the Senate, subpoena everybody, including Schiff. Let Schiff go to court to fight it. Let Schiff explain why he now doesn't have to respond to a subpoena. And saying, hey, I don't have to do it because they didn't do it, that doesn't count. That doesn't work. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you spend with me. I do appreciate the time that you're on the air in the chat room. Okay, you know how I like to do the whack stories from time to time? This is one of those. Well, not whacked in a bad way, but the world's first ever gender detransition conference was held in the UK. And they wanted to deal with women who expressly regret taking the drugs that they needed, you know, the gender reassignment drugs, and their words, not mine, the mutilation that they did to their bodies. These are not a group of hardcore Christian women. So we're clear. Or men. There was over 200 people that were there for the world's first gender detransition conference. Now, detransition, it's the elephant in the room most of the time. Now, nobody wants to talk about it. Medical Ethics in the Age of Gender Identity was held in Manchester, England in November, the end of November, actually. It was organized by an independent feminist collective called Make More Noise. The event sold out. Don't you think that's great? At least people want information. It included a panel of medical and psychological health experts, as well as young women who are detransitioning from attempts to make them men. Now, the event also marked the official launch of the Detransition Advocacy Network. It's headed by Charlie Evans, a 28-year-old woman who identified, past tense, as a man for almost 10 years. Evans decided to found the group to help the hundreds of young people that she says have reached out after she regretted her own experience, that she tried to turn around the hormone treatments. That's what I've been telling you. They're lying to you. You cannot turn them around. Once you start giving your kids that hormone therapy, once you start taking the hormone therapy yourself and you're into it, it's almost impossible to turn around. Don't make it sound so easy. The woman gives an account of the event almost like coming off of a heavy drug forever. Right? Cleaning out, if you would. Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. A lot more coming up after the break. You know, we're going to talk a lot about Pelosi. Richard Manning's going to join me. He's the president of the Americans for Limited Government and the co-author of Necessary Noise. Come on back. Find out what we're talking about. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
You tiny-brained whippers of other people's bottoms!
What an apropos song for what's going on in Congress.
Don't you think? The barroom blitz.
I love it. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Be part of the conversation. There's two ways to do that. One is give me your email address up on the website. You can plug it in. We send out an email once a week. If you want text alerts, because some of you have told me, can't stand email, find another way. Well, we found another way. It's text alerts. You just text TRS to 77-222, TRS to 77-222. You know, earlier we played the clip from Nancy Pelosi and her hateful comments, and that's the only way I can put it, because they truly are. I mean, for a woman who said that she doesn't believe in hate, she comes out attacking the president with hateful comments
about things that he doesn't believe. So not only is she hateful about it, but she lied about it. And earlier, as I was saying about the president coming out and maybe being involved in the process, I don't blame him for saying no, no way, no how. Because if you've been watching any of this, it's a Twilight Zone marathon. That's all. It's the only way to put it. It is not an impeachment hearing or even a facade. It's a Twilight Zone marathon. But somebody who knows more about it than I do, much more, Richard Manning joins me. He's the president of Americans for Limited Government, co-author of the book Necessary Noise, How Donald Trump Inflames the Culture. I love this. You're not kidding. Richard, thanks for being with me.
Hey, Joe. Glad to be on. It's love when we're able to get together and talk, and so get a chance to do this on the air is great.
Yeah. No, and we're going to have a lot of fun with this because I want to start off with, you know, I'm sure you saw it today. I mean, over the last few weeks. I mean, this impeachment process is moving along like I'd say bullet train speed, but we don't have that here in California, even though we paid for it. But it's moving along at breakneck speed. This is just unheard of, is it?
Well, yeah. I was told a couple of days ago by a corporate lobbyist that the House is going to put impeachment up on December 19th, come hell or high water, and the Senate will be having impeachment trials on January 6th. And what most people don't realize in the Senate is they have to do 6 days a week of impeachment trials. They can't do anything else. So
wow.
Until it's over. And, you know, 6 days of being in session is like 3 weeks of work for those guys. So they're going to be really tired before the first week's out.
Wow. That's, you know, it's really interesting. He said the 19th. I think they're going to do it next week. Okay. I think that they have totally lost their minds. They know the IG's reports come out. Barr is, I think, I might be totally wrong, the bar is chomping at the bit to make something happen, to start sending people to jail or at least holding people accountable. And I think they're trying to create a smokescreen for next week. Am I way off, do you think? Or?
Well, that's possible. I mean, it's a I think there's a kind of a bigger problem that they have, in that if anybody is actually in a district that votes for Trump or voted for Trump, and they are now, and they're on the Democratic side, and there's about 31 Democrats that fit that description, they're in trouble. I mean, there is no return from voting for impeachment.
No.
And that's why a lot of very liberal Democrats who've been pro-impeachment have started whispering around, even talking publicly about a censure as kind of a halfway measure trying to appease the, you know, the AOC wing of the party, and keep the people they have to get reelected in order to hold their majority, to give them a way out. And quite honestly, I don't think that's going to work. I think those people are going to have to vote for to impeach or not to impeach. But I don't know for certain that they're going to have to vote to impeach. I think Nancy Pelosi has a heck of a time pulling the 218 votes necessary together.
Do you think that she and you know, a lot of people like to make fun of her, I do too, but she's not an idiot, all right? And she has been at this game a long time. She understands how it comes together, and at first she was fighting this. I have no idea. I still can't figure out, other than the fact that she thought she was, you know, paddling upstream, I can't figure out why she finally caved in and said, go for this full bore.
Her caucus demanded it. Yeah, our caucus demanded it.
She shut them down before.
Well, except for some people were talking to her about whether or not she wants to be speaker still and things like that. And so, you know, the speaker serves at the will of 218 members of the House.
Right.
And you know, as we saw, John Boehner had to step down because he lost the ability to hold together 218 Republican votes.
Mm-hmm.
And Nancy Pelosi, while the rules were changed a little bit to protect the speaker from that, I think she heard pretty loud and clear that she was, her leadership was in trouble if she did not at least take a real hard run at this. And her statement today was just, if I had any expectation that there was a rational person left in the House of Representatives on the Democratic side, it went out the window with the Nancy Pelosi press conference today.
Oh yeah,
it was one of the more incredible things I've ever witnessed or listened to.
I feel like they're a bunch of out-of-control frat kids, you know, out of college. When you look at what Schiff is doing, you look at, I mean, Nadler looks like, oh, my God, I'm doing this again. Are we serious? But you've got Schiff, you've got Pelosi. Look at what's going down. They are truly shotgunning, looking for anything. And now they're talking about even going back to the Mueller report and trying to pull things up out of there. They are totally out of control. Right?
Well, and they, you know, yeah, they've got a, they want the, let's go to the Mueller report. Oh, we need to look at his taxes. Oh, well, you know, we think there may be something on, what was it? I was reading a few minutes ago. They had some other scheme they had that they thought they were going to be able to find something on. Here's their problem. I mean, this is just really basic, Joe. They don't have an impeachable offense. In fact, they don't even have an offense.
That's right.
All they have is being offended. They are offended, but that's not an offense, okay? And they're equating their personal offense that Orange Man is in the White House.
Yeah.
And that offensive thing that happened in November 2016 that they can't explain as being a rejection of their philosophy, of their candidate. Instead, they have to explain it as being something nefarious that happened. And that's what they're offended by, is that the voters of the United States put Donald Trump in the presidency, and everything they've done for the last 3 years has been geared towards trying to rectify that mistake and overturn the will of the voters. And I'm putting rectify that mistake in quotes. So that's what we're really looking at. This is a direct attack on the people who voted for Donald Trump and the states who voted for Donald Trump. And you see it in everything from their attack on the Electoral College to their basic statements that they think that people who voted for Donald Trump are bad people and are un-American.
Yes.
And they can't fathom the world where those people were actually in control.
We're ignorant. We're low IQ. We just don't get it. Don't you know that, Richard? Got to go for a quick break because what I do get is capitalism, and that's how we keep the show in the air. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. Richard Manning with us, President of Americans for Limited Government. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump back from the NATO summit in London, going about the business of the country, holding a power lunch, hosting UN Security Council members. The president pushing NATO nations to increase defense spending. So as the president continues to work, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says articles of impeachment will be drafted. The president calls it a big fat hoax. Meanwhile, on Capitol Hill, an ear-catching exchange between Pelosi and a reporter who asks if she hates President Trump. To that, she replies,
"And as a Catholic, I resent your using the word hate in a sentence that addresses me. I don't hate anyone. I was raised in a way that is full, a heart full of love, and always prayed for the president. And I still pray for the president. I pray for the president all the time."
And Pelosi goes on to tell that reporter, "Don't mess with me when it comes to words like that." You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
Yeah, right.
We are back. You're listening to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for joining us. Thanks so much for being with us. Thanks so much for being part of the conversation. Because what I'm telling you is you've got to get informed. Do not just start spewing the last tweet you saw and the last news feed you saw, whatever. You got to get informed. You got to get engaged. Now, I'm happy you're listening to this show. I try to bring people on who have a clue. And then that way there you can use that information. But if you come on here, you call me, you send me an email with a party line, I'm going to have a field day with you. Because it tells you haven't done your homework. You really don't know what's going on. And I like to bring people on who have a clue. That's why I have Richard Manning on with me today. He's the president of the Americans for Limited Government, also the co-author of a book, Necessary Noise, How Donald Trump Inflames the Culture War and Why This is Good for America. I think it's great for America. And Richard, thanks for joining me.
Hey, I appreciate the opportunity. And I always loved talking to my hometown audience. Growing up in Southern California and the LA area, and went to USC. So anytime I get a chance to talk to the hometown audience, I'm always excited.
Yeah, I'm not so sure they're here anymore, if you know what I'm saying.
I get it, and I don't know USC anymore. We just retained Clay Helton, for goodness sake.
Oh,
but we're not here to talk football.
No, not yet.
You know, fight on for OSC, fight on for mediocrity. It's a we're not supposed to be talking about that. So it's like politics.
So you know, I saw you with Star Parker, one of my favorites. I love her. Had her at many events. I've been with her too. And she's right on with this stuff. She is afraid of nothing. And we need more out there like her and you, and that are willing to write these books, willing to bring these things forward that we need to talk about. I want to get more into what we were talking about earlier, which is the impeachment process, but let's get into your book a little bit, Necessary
Sure.
Noise. And I was talking to somebody earlier tonight about how there is no other president who could have done, or no other person to become president, who could have done what Donald Trump is doing, what he continues to do, and how he's able to put up with all these attacks. So you think I'm right, or?
I think you're absolutely right. He is impervious to attacks, saying he's a racist, because he knows he's not a racist. He's impervious to attack saying he's a sexist because he knows he isn't a sexist. You know, the bottom line is he knows who he is. He's comfortable in his own skin. And you know what he does? It just drives the left nuts. And it's the reason he got people said, I want to hire this guy to be president. Is he basically says what's on everybody's mind.
That's right.
And he doesn't really worry about if he bothers somebody about it or if he hurts somebody's feelings. He sits there and he says, listen, this is the truth. This is the way it is. And so he's a truth teller in so many ways that, and the left, because they've been successful in cowing, America into a politically correct world where we don't do things like discuss religion and politics in polite company because that might offend. And because we haven't been discussing religion and politics, we've allowed the culture, the dominant culture from the media, to dictate what the religion and politics, which means no religion and politics accepting the historical imperative of Marx saying we were going to end up being communist, no matter what we did. So we've managed to accept the cultural Marxism out of default, and Donald Trump's changing that.
Well, listen, one of my arguments has always been along the education line, which is that we have given up education. You know, I don't know, years ago when TV first came in, the televangelists or the pastors of the world said, oh, no, it's a tool of the devil. We don't want any part of it. And look what they gave away. And I think, you know, we're going down that road now where we're giving so much away. We're not willing to fight. And when it comes to education, I want you to think about that. Think about what's gone down in education at the college level, at the high school level, even at the elementary level. It is packed by people on the left that are teaching our kids, that have our kids, you know, 6 to 8 hours a day for 12 plus years of their life, and we wonder why our kids are thinking what they're thinking today. And until we jump back in, we could lose this war eventually, couldn't we?
Oh, I think that's without doubt. It's on the education front, we don't talk a lot about that in the book, but I wrote about it. I've written a lot about it, but I don't think we talked about a lot in the book. But here's the key. On education, we are blowing it big time. It's that we've allowed the federal government to take over the education curriculum. Fortunately, President Trump is trying to roll that back in terms of saying getting the federal government out of K-12 education and returning it to the states. But that's we've blown it at the elementary school level, mm-hmm. blown it at the high school level, middle school level. But on the college level, it's the worst. Because essentially, there's no place for the entire goal of the college experience today is to basically take everything that parents taught their kids, everything they learned in Sunday school and going to church, and rip it out of them. And rip it forcefully out of them and not allow it to stay at all because they can't afford alternative thought coming out of college. And so they don't allow it. And that's what their goal is. And here's the thing. In California, you've got a problem. They're doing in California what the Republican side should be doing in places like North Dakota, South mm-hmm. Carolina, places where you have all Republicans in charge. And what we should be doing in those states is we should be saying, you must be teaching American exceptionalism. We will be having phonics and things like that. People got to learn how to think and read and be able to actually put together a critical thinking as opposed to having something that is essentially fed into you and with no actual baseline for talking about it. So we should be going and saying to the academics to say politicians need to stay out of academia and telling them no. Politicians are elected to make certain that academia is actually doing its job and isn't undermining our country. And we need to take that back. And those states where we control all the levers of power, we should be doing it there and providing havens for kids in California who want to go to college somewhere where they're not going to get indoctrinated so they can go to a university in North Dakota and get an education without getting their brains scrambled at the UC system.
Yeah, you had to get that in there, right? I got...
Well, you know, I went to SC. I didn't go to the UC system, so I had to take a shot at the UCLA in Berkeley.
I'll hear about it tomorrow. It's all good. So, but
Let's get down to the actual impeachment process, because we talk about it a lot on the show, and you know, I've been an advocate saying, look, if we had the power, now you're telling me it's a little different. I would love for the Senate to take that up, because my attitude was, let's expose it all. It's just like I keep saying about President Trump, just declassify everything and throw it on the table and put them on the defense for the next 20 years. So tell us how this process works.
Well, first of all, in terms of the Senate, the rules for just the regular rules require subpoenas to be agreed upon by both the majority and the minority, the ranking member. So the Democrat member on a Senate committee has significant power to influence the subpoena and make certain the subpoenas don't happen, or have other subpoenas occur that might not be that the Republicans might not want. So, but on the impeachment, this is what's going to happen. You have in the Clinton impeachment, the majority leader and the minority leader agreed on rules that were going to guide that impeachment, who was going to be called as witnesses and all that kind of stuff. And they agreed upon it in advance, and the Senate voted on it in advance and overwhelmingly voted on it. So those guidelines were already set. The hearings were already cooked. Everything that was going to happen was scripted. That is, I know that McConnell and Schumer have been meeting to try to do that, but here are some things where they have real problems. The Republicans want to call the leaker so-called whistleblower.
Right.
Schumer doesn't. Republicans want to call Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. Schumer doesn't. And so there's a whole list of witnesses that the Republicans would like to call to get to the bottom of this that Schumer doesn't. The Democrats don't have any fact witnesses. So there's really nobody they want to call, but they would like to call the President of the United States. And that's probably really a bad idea. They want to call, they've got a whole series of people who they would want to call for harassment purposes, like Rudy Giuliani and things like that. So they're going to have people they want to call, and the Republicans have people they want to call. The problem is you have to get to 51 votes, not 50, because in an impeachment, the Chief Justice is at the chair, not the Vice President, because the Vice President has a conflict of interest. So you have so the Chief Justice is in the chair, and you need 51 votes to overturn a ruling of the Chief Justice.
All right, so let's talk.
That's your problem.
You got to pause. Because we're going to go for a break. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. You got a lot to learn. We'll be right back.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Again, always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Okay, in the next hour, because I don't want you to run away after this. All right, in the next hour, we're going to talk about rent control in California. That's right. Governor Gavin Newsom has decided, because, see, the economy's so good that we have landlords that are raising their rents across the state. Now, we can't have that because then certain people can't afford to be in those apartments, and they're having to move outside the city. Now, we can't have that. You know, we can't have any of these people who bought property in California who are looking for it to increase in value to actually have it increase in value. Somehow that would be wrong. I don't know. I don't get the way he thinks, but thank God I don't get the way he thinks. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. Richard Manning joins me. He's the president of Americans for Limited Government, also the co-author of the book Necessary Noise, How Donald Trump Inflames the Culture War, and Why This Is Good. I think it's wonderful. Anyway, Richard, thanks for joining me. You there? Did I lose you? Yep, he's gone.
And we'll try to bring him back. I said, well, it sounds like we're going to bring him back right away, though. No, seriously. And I don't know how much of that he actually caught. Richard, did you catch any of that?
I got Gavin Newsom rent control, and you're not getting how he thinks, and you're glad you don't get it.
Yeah, I am very glad I don't get it. Right. Okay, so then I introduced you, and you went away. So, but we were talking in the last segment, we were talking about the process it takes by which to, you know, call witnesses for the Senate, because many of us are under the delusion or thinking that the Senate now has control over who they call, how they call, and the kind of things that they can do. But you're saying that's not necessarily true.
Yeah, the Senate is really devised to have the minority have a lot of rights that they don't have in the House. And so there really has to be some agreement between the Democrats and the Republicans on witnesses to call. Or you have to have 51 solid votes. There are 53 Republican senators, and there are at least three of those Republican senators who did not decry the House handling of the impeachment probe when they were given the opportunity to sign on to a bill related to that. So right now you have to look at there being a maximum of 50 votes on the Republican side, three undecided. There's also two Democrats who might vote with the Republicans, Joe Manchin and Kirsten Sinema from Arizona. And so that's the lay of the land right now in terms of votes. The simple fact is this. A reasonable person would say the President of the United States would have a right to face his accuser. His accuser isn't Adam Schiff. His accuser is the so-called whistleblower leaker. And as a result, it would be reasonable to have that person testify and have that person face scrutiny and be questioned about their motives and the like. That's a vote that the Senate's going to have to take. And similarly, Hunter Biden, if the question is, did the president order ask for an investigation on Hunter Biden and his involvement in the Burisma natural gas firm and the feeling that that was in fact a political act, well, then the question is, you need to have Hunter Biden there so the Senate can determine, is Hunter Biden, he corrupt? Was there a reason to investigate? The Democrats aren't going to want that to happen. That ends the Joe Biden for president campaign. So they're going to fight tooth and nail against that. But I don't know how you do an impeachment trial, given the fact that Democrats didn't have a single fact witness that came up with anything that indicated the president had done anything wrong. They did say, we don't like what he did, but they didn't say he did anything wrong in terms of an impeachable offense. So they have no impeachable offense.
Richard,
and
everybody,
that's the problem.
Yeah, everybody asked in that first round of questions, every one of them, when they were asked, was there an impeachable offense, every one of them said no, that they didn't see one, that they couldn't find one. And then even in this farce that was done, what was it, yesterday, where you had the scholars there, you know, the lawyers there, and I didn't expect them all to be on the same page. I don't think anybody is, or anybody does. But when you have one attorney who didn't vote for Trump, doesn't like his policies, doesn't much care for him, come on and say, but he's done, there's no impeachable offense here. What you're doing is wrong. And you're opening the door, in essence, they're opening the door for us just to do nothing but pound away at the next, if there is one, but at the next Democrat president, aren't we?
Yeah, well, they've opened the door that the president, any president is vulnerable to a congressional impeachment based upon absolutely nothing but we don't like you being president. And if you listen to Nancy Pelosi's statement today, it was really pretty concerning because when she went to the Declaration of Independence, she didn't go to the part where it says all men are created equal, endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights. No, she went to the articles for rebellion, the rationale for rebellion that Jefferson wrote against King George III as her rationale. And the reason for that was she was trying to create a moral rationale for impeachment because she doesn't have a legal rationale for impeachment. And if you create a moral rationale that it's just the morally right thing to do, whether or not he did anything wrong or not, you can justify anything. you are effectively the French Revolution at that point. And that's what we're looking at. So it's a, this is a, it's really disturbing from both a process standpoint, but it's also disturbing from just an American way we do things standpoint, because the process doesn't have due process, and it won't have due process. And if this were a legal case, it would have been thrown out before it ever got filed, and we'd have a slap charge against the attorneys who filed it.
Yeah.
But that's not what we have. We have a completely political operation, and I had hopes that Nancy Pelosi has been around a long time and isn't, and while she's a radical leftist, I didn't think she was nuts. I now know she's nuts, and it's really kind of scary.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what bothered me. What really bothered me was when they were, you know, presented with the facts, the real facts, the people that they held in high esteem, who told them they were wrong. There's nothing here. It was almost like they didn't hear any of that. And they, you know, they've already got it in their mind they're going to impeach this guy. We already know that. I mean, if every witness disappeared before they walked into the room to give their testimony, there would be a reason to impeach Trump in their mind. But the look on their face was, we don't really care what you're saying. We want this guy gone, to your point. That in and of itself scares me to no end. Can we ever have truly equal and honest government after this?
We're going to have to fight like heck for our country, okay? And I'm going to – let me just end on something I discovered when I reread the book that I wrote with Sarah Parker, Necessary Noise. I read the last three chapters again, and I got the sense of – I really got a feel for how I felt when I was writing the book, because it's been a little bit of a time since we actually put pen to paper. But it was a sense – this is a black woman, Star Parker, a white man, one from relatively rural Southern California, the other from an urban area, who came together and wrote a book that really is a love letter to America, to American exceptionalism, to the opportunities America provides. And it talks about the challenges, but really ultimately is about the aspirations that can be achieved. And when I watch this impeachment hearing, it crashes those aspirations, because the basic sense of fairness and right and wrong and due process and the rule of law is directly under attack. And if we don't win this, if we don't win the hearts and souls of Americans to believe that this is wrong, then we lose everything. So there's more at stake here than Donald Trump's presidency. I believe the essence and DNA of who we are as Americans,
yep,
is at stake, and we damn well better win.
Yep. No, 100% on board with you. I've been doing the show for quite many years now, and my mantra has always been, stop with the political correctness, okay? You need to learn what guerrilla warfare is all about. If we had, if Washington and the like had played by the Queensberry rules of war, we would all be under the Queen today. We had to play using guerrilla warfare, and that's the only way we were going to win. Same way now. The only way we're going to win is by guerrilla warfare. Being nice doesn't work with these people. They're not interested in it. Necessary Noise, you can find it on Amazon, right? How Donald Trump Inflames the Culture War and Why This Is Good for America, written by Star Parker, co-authored by you. And, Richard, always appreciate your time with me. The only time I ever catch up with you, really, is when we go to D.C. and it's below freezing in February for CPAC.
It's the worst time of year to be here.
I know. Somebody's got to fix that. I mean, I would have it in California, but I'd be afraid they arrest us all. You know what I'm saying? They'd find a reason to arrest us there. So
maybe we go bullhead city.
Oh, there you go. All right. Listen, have a great rest of the week, and thanks for coming on with me. I appreciate your time.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. You know, this is where you can support people. This is where you can get out there. You can support other writers, other authors, people that are working hard for you. Necessary Noise, How Donald Trump Inflames the Culture War and Why This Is Good for America on Amazon. And when we come back, you know what we're going to talk about? Oh, well, a lot of things, but one of them in particular. Texas or California? Which one do the young people prefer more? We'll be right back.